Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jim.
How's it going?
Oh, just great.
Oh, good. You know, this week with Aaron Tveit, Tony Award winner in Moulin Rouge on Broadway. Do you remember Aaron? He was in that show with me. We did Seitan.
Oh, my God. I never heard of it. What is it?
It's an alternative meat. It's like for vegan people. Instead of having a hamburger, they have a Seitan burger, I guess.
Oh, boy. No, thank you.
You probably wouldn't like that, right?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you back after I try it for the first time. See, I hope I like it. I don't know. But I'll call you back.
And we'll discuss it.
And right now, we're going to start the show.
I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby, no.
Let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby, no.
Bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kinda scared to eat them. I won't lie. And let me tell you, I guess that's why I'm a baby now.
I'm just a baby.
I guess that's why I'm a baby.
Welcome to Baby Mouth. I'm Jimmy Smagula. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Baby Mouth Pod. You can follow me on Instagram at Jimmy Smagula. If you want to support the podcast, and I hope you do, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying enough to support us a little bit. We have a Patreon page. We have a link tree on the Instagram accounts that you can click. You can go to Patreon. You can go to PayPal. You can Venmo me at Jimmy Smagula. There's many ways you can support the podcast. I appreciate it all. You can email us at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com if you have a food question or a food nightmare. This week, Seitan or Satan? Now, when they made this fake meat, which I guess is like a wheat-based meat, so it's not for people that have gluten problems, which luckily I do not have a gluten problem, but could they have thought of a better word than Satan to market this? It's so crazy. They've named this after the Prince of Darkness. But I'll tell you, my guest this week is not the Prince of Darkness. He's the Prince of Broadway. He has been my friend for, I don't even know, 15 years. I'm so happy to have him on the podcast. He's just an all-around great guy. And he's currently starring in Moulin Rouge on Broadway. And nothing makes me happier than to say these words. Tony Award winner, Aaron Tveit. Aaron, welcome to Baby Mouth.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. That was a very wonderful intro. And yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, 15 plus years.
Oh,
it's pretty amazing. Yeah. Yeah. You're one of the first people I kind of met, you know, when I was outside of like my group of friends and outside, like, you know, you're like one of the first Broadway people I met, I think, just living in Midtown in 2006. So
well,
here we are.
The show. Yeah, we did this show Massachusetts together.
Yes, Three Musketeers, a Three Musketeers musical.
I mean, just so funny because, you know, whenever I think of the Three Musketeers, I think of you, Kate Baldwin, Jenny Fellner, Alison Blackwell, all the people in the show who are now so successful, so wonderful. I just had such a great time. I cried when the show closed. It was just a little regional theater show, but like I loved it. But I always think of my parents coming to see the show because I had said to my parents, like, the show is really long and it's kind of boring. It's like 2 hours and 50 minutes, almost 3
hours. Oh, yeah, like a full 250. Yeah, yeah.
And my parents came backstage after the show and the entire creative team, the writers, the director, the producer, everybody was standing behind me. And my mother in her loud New Jersey voice goes, I don't know what you were talking about. We weren't bored. We loved it. And I was like, oh, man.
You're like,
God.
Yeah, maybe a different time. But no, it was a great show. And also, you know, Stephen Booth, who became my roommate
Stephen
for five
Booth.
Years after that.
Yeah.
Kevin Morrow, who
Kevin
I was doing
Morrow.
Moulin Rouge with, who's now on tour with Hadestown. It was quite a group.
For $1,100 a week, they got quite a group up there at the North Shore.
They did. And we were all riding barrels. Remember those barrels came out of the ground
up in the
they
air.
Were our horses? Oh, yeah. I mean, listen. We did it. And all the sword fighting. How did we learn all that sword fighting?
Look, I only had like one or two, but you had like four or six.
I had a I had like six sword fighting sequences. You know, this is like a, for people that don't know regional theater, right? This is, it's not a thing where you're in a rehearsal studio for 6 weeks and have pre-production before. I think we had like 2.5 or 3 weeks of rehearsal. I was like, how are we going to do this? But we did it.
You did it because we were like younger and hungry and we just wanted to do a good job. And now I probably would have told those people to go fuck themselves. I don't want to hold a sword. I don't want to be in big boots. I'm not interested. Oh, like, I was 280 pounds then. I was huge. They put my ass up in the air on a barrel. It was crazy. But you told me, this was very interesting to me, because you told me this is your first podcast you've ever done. That can't be true.
Yeah, you know, after I said that, I realized that probably isn't true. But I think this is the first podcast I've ever done by myself.
Oh, wow.
You know, I've done like a couple in support of shows, you know, like I think I remember for Moulin Rouge, we did like the Billboard podcast after our album came out. But I've always done them with other people. So
yeah.
I think this is the first solo experience I've had. So thank you.
I was like baffled. I'm like, you're a Tony Award winner. You've been in so many Broadway shows and you never did a podcast.
Yeah, well, I love podcasts. I listen to them often, but no, this is my first solo one, so I'm honored.
You got to listen to Baby Mouth.
I'm going to.
A lot of your Broadway people, Shoshana Bean did an episode in season one. We did Caesar Salad, which I enjoyed.
Oh,
Norm
gosh.
Lewis, we did Brussels sprouts, which I still enjoy to this day. I never had Brussels
sprouts.
Yeah,
oh, you can roast them up nice. You've never had a Caesar salad?
No. I thought that had some kind of weird fish sauce in it, but it doesn't.
It can. It can have anchovies in it. It could be laden with anchovies. So I understand the...
Laden.
Also, I was thinking about this. I've known you for a long time. And we've eaten meals together out at restaurants. I had no idea that this was the case.
No. I don't need...
You hide it very well. Or you did for a time, I guess. Or were you open with your lack of having a lot of things? I don't really remember
that. No, I was not. I was very embarrassed by it. And like,
understand.
If somebody would ask me to go to a restaurant, I would have to look it up first and see what they had. And I would panic if I didn't see a hamburger or a fried chicken sandwich or
you know,
a grilled chicken. Like if there wasn't a chicken or a beef, I would be very, and like no Thai restaurants. Like I lived on 47th between 8th and 9th of Manhattan. There used to be Yum Yum Bangkok, which is Thai food. There were three of them.
Right.
I never went to any
within a block of each other, three of them. Yeah.
There were three of them within one block. I never went to any of the Yum Yum Bangkok. So no,
wow.
I was very, I guess it was like a certain amount of shame now that you ask the question, because I would not tell people that.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, the Three Musketeers was up in the North Shore outside of Boston, right? So that's legal seafood country, right?
Yes.
We had like, I feel like we had our opening night party at legal seafood, and you know, they have quite a, if you're not used to having food, like there's a lot of stuff on there that you might not have had. And I had no idea. So,
and seafood's not the thing, Aaron, for me. Like last season I tried oysters and sardines and both were horrific.
Interesting.
Because I
particularly like, I mean, I like oysters, right? I go horseradish and a little bit of red wine vinegar, right? Nice. But sardines, if you go to like a really good Greek restaurant and get them grilled with lemon and olive oil, salt and pepper, that's the way to go.
Maybe cooked. These were just in a tin.
Like out of a can? Yeah.
They were in a tin and you open the tin and you're looking at scales. It looked like someone just caught the fish and put them in it. I say this every week. Somehow every episode on this podcast since sardines, I've been scarred by the sardines. I have now a mental problem because
the sardines
it was shocking when I opened it up and they were just gray scaled
little fish. Yeah.
Good. And I just had them on a cracker with butter and lemon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you should have ordered them. If we had done sardines, I would have told you to find a great Greek restaurant and order them. There's usually an appetizer and they have whole grilled sardines that are delicious. So anyway, but we can leave the sardines. I don't want you
No, but you enjoy seafood. Do we eat seafood?
I do.
See, I think at that legal seafood, I maybe had like a crab cake because it's fried.
Yeah.
So that I would enjoy.
Sure.
But I probably went to McDonald's after by myself.
Oh my goodness.
And shamefully.
Yeah, as we talked about before, and that's kind of why I picked the Seitan. I've become essentially vegan, plant-based, right? I'm basically vegan the last 3 years, but I still, the one thing that I do eat from time to time, I would say like maybe once or twice a month is I have seafood. You know, I do like, I quite enjoy seafood. So that's kind of the one thing that I have that's not vegan. you know.
And
so,
you don't
so
need a burger. You don't miss it, because I feel like you and I went out for burgers. Like we would go. You played poker in Atlantic City. We took that bus down to Atlantic City a couple times.
Oh my God, that horrible bus.
But you know what I'm saying?
That horrible bus.
That horrible bus. Yeah. But you like you see, I feel like we had burgers and steaks and like.
Oh, for sure. No, I definitely did. I ate so much meat. Right. Yeah. I was like doing that. You know, you got to eat all the meat and all the fat, and that's how you got to do. That's how you got to be in shape. And it just wasn't working for me. And you know, the first step was about 10 years ago. I found out I had a dairy allergy, so that kind of put me down a road to learning about it. And then actually, like in like 2015. You know, I was going for my like yearly blood work, and I was doing the, like I said, like eating all this protein, all this like fat, you got to be keto and paleo. Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden my cholesterol was like off the charts. And
over 200? Like, what was the number? Right. Do you remember?
Over like over 250, like 255. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm, over and here 250. I am like, here I am like, you know, 32 years old, seemingly in great shape on the outside. And then inside I'm like, what is happening? So kind of since then it's gone. And then since I've gone first I started like, I had a doctor who said, okay, just try to not base your whole world around meat, right? Like only have one serving of animal product a day. That's what he said. Okay. I said, okay. But then I started there, and then I was feeling really good and like eating carbohydrates again, which I feel like I didn't eat from age 25 to 32. Right. and then kind of slowly but surely, I would go days without any animal products. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, this is great. And then I have to say, like, very quickly, and since probably about like 2018 to now, my cholesterol is like 135.
Oh, thank
like literally
God.
Went from over 250, like crazy. Like
250 is frightening. Yeah, yeah. Like,
I was probably eating like 250 grams of protein a day. And like, I was doing like the coconut oil and coffee or butter and coffee in the morning, like that whole thing.
God.
Yeah. And it's, you know, that's the thing. It's good for short term, but long term, not so good. So that's really what led me to this.
Yeah.
But in terms of like a burger, you know, that's the thing. Like, like if you had an Impossible Burger, have you had those?
No. It's impossible but they really, for me to eat that.
They really, it gives you the full sensation.
Come
that you're
on,
having a burger.
Though. The full.
I swear.
The full five-napkin burger you're getting at an Impossible Burger?
My favorite burger in New York is the five-napkin burger Impossible Burger.
I didn't even know they had one.
They do. They put it on the bun. It's the same sauce, which happens to be vegan, that aioli. You get the lettuce, the pickles, the onion, the tomato. And you know, honestly, it probably tastes so good because I think they probably fry it on the same fryer as the rest of the
there's
meat.
There's probably real
right?
meat in there.
but the Impossible Burger does give the sensation that you're having a burger fries. Now, sometimes I'll walk by, like a few weeks ago, I was walking my dog and it was like dinner time and it was maybe, you know, I wasn't working. It was a Monday or something. And I walked by like somebody cooking a steak that was like wafting out of their kitchen window. And I wanted to jump through the window. Oh, so there are times that I really do crave it, but I won't say that I'll never have a steak again my whole life. Like I will, I probably will. I haven't had a bite of red meat probably since like two Christmases ago. But again, that was like a special occasion. So I had like a little piece of steak. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow. That would be hard for me. I mean, I probably have a burger once a week at least.
They're so good.
My cholesterol is good though. It's my sugar. I have diabetes. My sugar's
worse. Right, right.
Which is why I lost a ton of weight and I really try to watch my carb and sugar intake. But also hard. Like what do you do about ice cream? You get that vegan ice cream. It tastes like coconut. I had it one time.
Yeah. Some of them are good. You know, the one that I like is this brand Halo Top.
Yeah, I had the Halo Top.
They have a dairy-free peanut butter cup that tastes very, very good.
Really?
So I'll
maybe
that.
I'll try that. Because enjoy, you know, when I was very heavy, I would get an entire Ben & Jerry's pint and just kill the whole thing in one sitting, which I can't do. The everything but the Ben & Jerry's, it has everything
sure.
in it. All the chocolates, the Reese's peanut butter cups. I was probably having one of those a night at the Three Musketeers in Massachusetts when we did it.
Oh my goodness.
But I obviously can't do that anymore. But I miss the experience of just digging into the pint. Sure. I wonder how much a whole pint of Halo. Do you do a whole pint?
Well, actually, the whole pint's of Halo, that's the thing. Halo Top, even the non-dairy ones, the whole pint is only like 350 calories.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's like it's already kind of a healthier option. And then
are you
I just
doing
get the
a whole
one that's,
pint or no, never?
No, I'll do like it's like four servings. And, you know what I mean? I'll do it in like a half or, you know, I'll just get like a little bit or, you know, but one thing I do eat is I eat cereal every night before I go to bed.
Wow.
And it's like the greatest, it's like the most comforting. It's like my favorite thing. So
What's your cereal of choice?
I wish I could say like Frosted Flakes, but it's really like, you know, Nature's Path Flax
Plus.
You're
so fucking healthy. It's ridiculous. Who are you?
But I will get like a little bit. Actually, my favorite thing to do is I'll get put like mostly like a healthy cereal, like that kind of Flax Plus thing. And then I'll get like the Cascadia Farm, like the organic Golden Grahams. And I'll put like a little bit in there and then mix it up.
All right, so getting a little sugary sweetness.
Yeah, yeah, but I've never had like a sweet tooth. I've always been a savory guy. Like I like savory snacks. So that's the other thing with that for me. So
cereal at night is your like before bed treat.
Cereal at night is like my before bed treat. Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it sends me right off to dreamland.
Wow, how is Moulin Rouge going? Tell us about, because you had a very interesting experience. Because like I just said, Tony Award winner Aaron Tveit.
Yes,
which
yes, yes.
I cried watching your speech. It was so beautiful. Can't believe I knew you for so long. It makes me so happy. God. But it was an interesting thing because you were the only nominee in your category, right? So was there really a chance that you weren't going to win? Because I read an article that said there's still a chance that like the people just wouldn't vote for you and you wouldn't win. Could that have happened? Were you ready for that mentally?
There was absolutely a chance that I could not win. The way it works is instead of, you know, usually they put forward three or four nominees or whatever it is in each category. And then the Tony voters, you know, the 600, 800 people vote for who they pick for each category. And then the person who gets the most vote wins, right? Like that's how things work standard. But this, there is precedent. It's never happened. I'm pretty sure it's never happened for a lead actor or in an acting category, but there have been many years, for instance, where there was only one revival of a musical eligible, right? So the only nominee would be one revival of the musical. So they use that precedent. In those situations, every Tony voter simply votes yes or no for the person or the show. And I had to get at least 60% yes to win the award.
God.
And I had no idea. And actually, you know, I was pretty cool about it. And it was also quite a unique thing because, you know, the nominations came out in October of 2020, where at that point the show had been closed for 5 months and we had no idea when it was going to reopen. But then, of course, the Tony Awards were September 26, 2021, so almost a year since the nominations came out. Usually the Tonys are a month after the nominations come out. And our show had opened two nights before. So our show reopened on Friday the 24th. The Tonys were Sunday the 26th. So the nice thing was I was not concerned or even thinking about the Tonys leading up to it because all I was concerned about was getting the show reopened.
Yes.
But then Saturday, once we opened on Friday, Saturday, I was like, holy shit, the Tonys are tomorrow. Oh my God. What? Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Oh. Here we are. Okay. And I had no idea. Even sitting in the audience, I had no idea what was going to happen. And I didn't know how they were going to handle it. I didn't know what they were going to say.
I mean, what if they opened the envelope and they said, there's no winner for this category? That would have been insane.
Right, but that was an option. They could have come out and said, and the nominees are me, and the winner is no one.
I would have written a letter to the American Theater Wing and said, I'm never going to see another Broadway show unless you give Aaron Tveit a Tony Award. That would have been insane. There would have been a revolt.
But instead, they handled it very, very well. They had BB Newirth and Courtney Vance presented the award.
Yes.
BB, I had just worked with 4 months previous on an episode of The Good Fight and have, you know, known her. So that was wonderful. And Courtney was in the pilot of Graceland, the television show that I was on.
I remember.
And he was supposed to be, I think he was supposed to recur in the show and ended up not, but he was like my person at Quantico. He was like my mentor. And so Courtney and I had a wonderful time working together on the pilot, but I hadn't seen him since. And I had no idea they were presenting. So when they walked out, I said, oh my God, it's Courtney and BB. And then when they started, they kind of took the way that they did it, right? And I'm so grateful that it was the two of them and they picked kind of two pros, right?
Yes.
Because it was so cheeky and like they kind of took the piss out of me a little bit in the intro. And so once they started kind of going that route, I relaxed because I was like, there's no way they're making fun of this and then going to say the winner's no one. Right. So I was so grateful how they handled it. And I was so grateful to both of them for handling it. And it was really, it was completely overwhelming. I mean, still, even though I knew there was a good chance, you said you watched the speech. I almost didn't get through it. You know, it's all that stuff, right? I've never had that time to talk, right? So it's like, do you say too much? Do you say too little? And then at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? There's all these people that have led to this moment for me. And I don't care that they're not necessarily specifically involved in Moulin Rouge. It doesn't matter because they all these people and all the people I mentioned outside of our show took such chances on me at a young age to get me to that place. So that's why right. I just felt like it was a very, it's like, listen, you might, I might not have another time to say this. So I'm going to do it right now. That's what I did.
And you know, you're the first Broadway actor that I have on season two. So let me ask you, what is it like being in a Broadway show in the time of COVID? I know you have to get tested. Oof. I know, like,
yeah, it was a kind of a fascinating experience because obviously we were all so excited to be back and back in the rehearsal studio and, you know, but then there are all these new things, right? It's the testing and the PPE during rehearsal yeah. and trying to sing and dance in a mask. And when can you take it off and when can you not? And, you know, we were lucky in hindsight that we were doing all that in the summer where things were kind of, you know, quiet in terms of the virus, right? You know, very quickly, I think you get used to the PPE of it. And for me, you know, I'd worked a bit in television over the pandemic. So mm-hmm. I was kind of used to that part of it.
American Horror Story, you were great.
Thank you. Thank you. And the testing element too, right? I feel like I've been tested as much as a nurse, right? It's just like constant. Right. But once you kind of get used to the newness of it, there's that. The way that the audience has embraced the shows, especially like in the end of September and in October, and it was just incredible. Oh. You know, like we had every single night for weeks at our show was like an opening night crowd, oh. like people standing, people not letting you get off stage. Like the support about the art form itself being back was just so incredible. Yeah.
Now,
so,
Aaron, you mentioned you're vegan. We're going to get into this. Satan.
Okay. Where did you order? Did you order it from a place out there? What did you
yes.
order?
Yes. Now, there's a place in Silver Lake called the Flory Cafe, F-L-O-R-E. Uh-huh. It's in Silver Lake.
Yep.
I drove over there. By the way, hard to find Satan to like, or Satan. I'm going to call it Satan because it sounds like I'm talking about the Prince of Evil. Satan. Yes. It's hard yep. to find a place that actually uses this. I know it's a cooking thing, and you were going to send me yeah. a recipe for a Mongolian Satan beef. I mean, beef and quotes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's delicious.
But I don't want to cook it because I'm nervous. I'm nervous Fair to enough. Cook it, and I don't want to do it wrong, and then it be bad, and it's my fault. It's
Fair
bad.
Enough. Fair
so
enough.
I got the Flory Cafe. I said, just make me a little side of just the seitan, unseasoned, mm-hmm. just cook it. And yep. then I also got... I have to look and see on the bag. The Southwestern Seitan Quesadilla.
Okay. I bet that's really good.
Well, I enjoy chicken quesadilla, so I was like, let me try this in something that I already enjoy.
I think if you just ate the seitan straight up, you might be like, what is this? But I feel like you should maybe are you going to try both?
I got to try just the undone okay. seitan first. The woman great, at the Flore Cafe called it Seitan.
Satan
pronounced like the Prince of Darkness, but you oh say Satan and I like Satan yeah. better. All right. So I'm yeah. going to open
it's
the,
it's basically just also, this is basically just wheat meat, right? It's wheat gluten.
Yeah, what that's the been hell like, is it?
It's understand. Like, it's wheat meat. Yeah. But it's like a really, you know, people, one question I get all the time about when people find out that I'm vegan, they're like, oh, where do you get your protein? Well, this has like so much plant-based protein
really?
In it. And so it's like a really great alternative for people that, especially people that are new to being plant-based that, you know, it's like, I look at like this and Impossible Burger and like all the uh-huh. fake meat stuff is like kind of a bridge away from, you know, what you think you used to eat to what you're eating now. So that's why these are great too. They're great replacements, you know?
I think you're petting your dog. I hope it's not your girlfriend
petting my dog,
that you're
yes.
petting, because it
no,
looks
I'm petting
like you're petting
my dog,
your
yeah.
dog. That's the one reason why I always think about becoming vegan,
yeah.
is my dog. Because I look right. at my dog, I have an 80-pound rescue dog. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had her the last time I saw you in LA. I didn't have her yet.
No, I don't
but
think so.
I have an 80-pound dog, and I look in her eyes, and I know she loves me, and I know that she feels happy. I could see when she's yeah. smiling. I can yep. see when she's sad, and I think, doesn't a cow feel that? Doesn't a chicken
Absolutely.
Feel that? They do. And I yet so. I eat them, and I would never eat my dog. So that's the one reason I consider it. But God, to give up an In-N-Out burger. All right. I'm going to open up the bag of seitan.
All right.
This is good.
I'm excited.
You know, they call this ASMR. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yes. I have, yes.
I don't know what that is. You say it kind of provocatively. Is it like
audio,
a relaxation thing? What is it?
It's audio sensory something. It's like when people like... I say it provocatively because there's like, I think a lot of YouTube channels of like, you know, lots of people doing it to elicit a provocative response. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Interesting. See,
I think
there
are, I think there's
it.
A, I think there's a bit of a kink of people that listen to ASMR.
Oh my God.
I think so.
I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. It's a kinky. Well, here you go, kinky ass people that are listening to my podcast. The bag's opening. I haven't even looked at this because I didn't want to have any kind of predisposed. I'm taking out the two packages. All right.
I think you're really going to like the quesadilla. I'm just saying.
All right, I'm going to try just now. Have you ever had the seitan just by itself?
I have, yeah. I cook it in a pan sometimes.
Okay. That looks way different than I thought. This is like a brown.
Let me see what it looks like.
It looks like dog
food. Oh, yeah,
that's
food. It. That's
Doesn't it? Kind of look like an Alpo.
That's it.
I'm going to smell it first. Okay, that does not smell delicious. That kind of smells like a wet bread. All right, I'm going to try just the seitan alone. I'm glad you're laughing at my expense. I'd so rather eat a lobster with you at a place in New Hampshire right now. Now, this feels a little rubbery, too, on the fork. Is it rubbery, would you say?
It might be a little rubbery. The consistency might be you might be surprised by the consistency, too. It's a little tough.
Yeah, it looks like it has air bubbles in the meat.
Well, it does, because you also have to think of it. It's like it's more like bread, right? Because it's wheat gluten. So there are definitely, like, you know, when you're like baking and it bubbles get in there.
Now, let me tell you, usually I have a can of Diet Coke, a nice glass of Diet Coke. I'm out of Diet Coke.
There's
no Diet Coke in the house. So I just have water.
Okay. All right.
So if I don't enjoy this taste, I'm going to be stuck with it. Do you feel like oh my God, some of the seitan got onto my laptop. Did you see it fall?
I didn't know.
Ugh. All right. Already I'm annoyed with this. Okay. Here I go. Seitan Plain for the first time with Aaron Tveit, Tony Award winner, currently starring in Moulin Rouge on Broadway. Go see him. Don't go to the stage door after. He will not talk to you or sign your autograph because of COVID. Not because he's
not
a
allowed.
Nice person. Not allowed. He would love to see you. He would love to talk to you, but he can't because of COVID. All right. Here I go. Seitan. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't have a taste. Oh, that's not okay. That's not delicious. That is not good. Oh, it kind of gets worse. You eat this by itself with no seasoning or flavor? No.
No, no. I'll put salt, like, in olive oil, salt and pepper, you know, like the Mongolian beef one. It's like it has a whole sauce that you put on it.
It's
you know.
Burning the back of my throat. Is it supposed to?
No, that's not supposed to do that.
All right, that's not good. Let me take some water.
I think you're going to like the quesadilla.
You know, as I eat this, here's my thought. And don't get mad at me for saying this, but would you say this is just like a placeholder for meat in a way?
Yes, I would. I would say that this is not ideal, right? It's really, I think, a really good thing for people who are newly trying to eat plant-based. Oh, but don't know where to go for some of the nutrients they need. So this is like a, you know, high protein option.
But don't eat it plain, people, because it's not
delicious.
Don't
eat it. I wouldn't advise eating it plain either. No, I wouldn't.
I always like to try, like, every food that I eat on this podcast, I try to do it plain.
No, that makes sense.
You know, like I did dates, but I ate a regular date and then I had it in a delicious date cake with bacon and caramel. It was still, dates are so good. They're sweet. Yeah, I like dates.
Oh, I love dates.
Delish.
You know, a great way to eat a date? You take the pit out and you smear some peanut butter on it.
So good. All right. I'm going to try boy, that's, now I'm burping. That's bad. That's not good. All right. Let's see this quesadilla. All right. This looks very healthy. It's in a brown. It's not even in a wheat. All right. This looks beautiful, though. Beautifully done.
Oh, it does.
Flore Cafe. Not your fault. I didn't enjoy the seitan.
That looks very good.
All right. Have you eaten lunch? Oh, yeah. It's probably late there on the East Coast.
Yeah, I ate some food a bit ago.
There's a lot of seitan in here. I'm going to try to show you. And sprouts. They put sprouts.
Okay. Always good with the sprouts. All right. There we go.
Not a vegan. All right. I'm going to try this seitan quesadilla. I just smelled it. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't smell like a chicken quesadilla from Terry's Mexican that I enjoy. All right. Here I go, Aaron. Seitan quesadilla with Aaron Tveit, who's just smiling and laughing. He loves this. He loves seeing me eat this not delicious food. All right, let's try. You know, that is not good.
my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Aaron, what is your Mongolian seitan recipe? Maybe the people will want to make it.
Oh, it's great. I think I found it. I order food from Purple Carrots, which is a plant-based. It's like a Blue Apron, but it's plant-based, right? So they send you the ingredients and you make it. And I think I first saw it on there, but it's almost like it's soy sauce and ginger and garlic, and you make like a, you know, you glaze it up and make like a kind of a sticky sauce and then put it on the seitan, and it's really good.
Do you cook a lot or not so much?
I do cook a lot.
You
yeah.
do?
I do, yeah.
How do you have time to cook?
I try to make time. You know, I try to do like a little, obviously like on a two-show day, it's tough, but you know, a day like today where I only had one show, I recently got an air fryer, which has been
really nice. I sent my parents an air fryer. They never took it out of the box. It's still in the box.
It's wonderful. You can talk about making burger and fries. You can make French fries with no oil. You just cut them up and put them in there and season them.
I would love that.
Yeah. I made a whole batch of tofu in there today. So that was.
God bless you. I don't enjoy that seitan. That's not good.
That's not like one that most people, right? So let's give some credit here. That is not one that most people eat on a regular basis. Okay. All right. It's not like so that's a real out on the limb you did, and I'm very proud of you for doing that.
Thank you. Because they say there's like a soy or plant-based burger, like the Impossible Burger is not seitan,
yeah.
right?
It's like no. This is basically like a patty that's made from wheat gluten. That's like literally what this is.
God. I mean, thank God I'm not gluten. If you ever want to know if you're gluten intolerant, you don't have to take a test. Just eat a bowl of seitan.
Exactly. You'll figure it out real quick.
Now, what do you think you'll have for dinner tonight?
Well, I don't know. So I had like a big plate of brown rice and black beans and tofu earlier. That's kind of what I had after I worked out. So I don't know. It's getting close to showtime, so I'll probably just have like more of a snack. Maybe I'll get like I might make a smoothie, you know, like bananas and berries and a little pea protein powder, some chia seeds.
That's it?
A date or two.
You won't be starving?
I've already eaten, you know, I'm also insane and track my food every day. So I've already eaten quite a bit at this point.
Yeah, this is the difference between a leading man and a character man. And leading man, beautiful, shiny hair, gorgeous skin. Me, I'm at Wendy's. And that's probably why I'm a baby mouth. Didn't we go to Wendy's in Massachusetts? I'm sure we did.
Oh, we absolutely did.
Aaron, I can't believe how you've changed.
The Wendy's has gone away for me, but the rest is the same.
Wow. Well, Aaron, I know you have a show to do tonight.
Yes, got to get ready.
Are you still excited to do the show? I guess so, because it hasn't been that long since you've reopened it.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's funny, we're now reopened, what is it, like 3 months. So I've now, with the 9 months before the pandemic, I've now hit kind of like my 1 year mark. So I'm still loving it.
And there are any TV things we can look for you on for our people, for our listeners, other than American Horror Story that I loved? You were so good in it.
There will be, but I don't think I'm allowed to
say it yet.
Yeah, but there will be more.
All right. Look for Aaron Tveit on TV. Look for him on Broadway. Go see Moulin Rouge.
Come see a Broadway show. Come see our show. Go see any show. Just support Broadway.
It's
right
a hard
now.
Time. Listen, January and February on Broadway in the best of times is a rough
time.
Right,
it's hard anyway. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now it's really hard. So if you're in the New York area or planning to go, I was just there in December, like I said. It was wonderful. I went to the park every day. Central Park is a gem. I went to the Met Museum. It was gorgeous. Everyone's wearing masks. I did not get COVID in New York. I went to million restaurants. I went to 3 different places a day indoors, New York. I didn't get COVID.
Yep.
I'm not saying
people are very serious
safe,
about it here.
But yeah, it's very, very safe. So go enjoy a Broadway show. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jimmy. You're the best. So good to see you.
It's time to talk to Lois, my mom from Jersey. Can she get on Zoom?
No, thank you.
Here comes Lois. Here comes Lois.
Oh, I have to hit a different button, I guess.
What button do you have to hit?
The one that... I forget what it says, but I didn't hit the right one.
I mean, we've been doing this for 2 years.
Whatever, it's okay now.
I wonder why, though. That was just like the fourth try or the third try.
I don't know, Jim. I have no idea.
How's it going, Mom?
Oh, just great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we had our power was out for like 2 hours.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Why? Was it windy?
We had downed wires in the neighborhood.
Oh.
But everybody, our whole neighborhood was out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did anything spoil, like, in your refrigerator?
No, it was
anything?
Only a couple. We don't have anything. You know, we don't even cook.
Yeah.
Which is not surprising to my listeners, I'm sure, but I don't cook anything.
Oh, well, maybe you should learn, try.
Yeah, well, the only thing I can really cook is baked ziti, but that's not really cooking. Yeah. Just make the ziti and get sauce from the store and some chopped meat, whatever, ground beef, and that's it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember when I was a kid, like the power would go out. We would have candles and flash. Remember that?
Right. Candles, flashlight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at nighttime, overnight.
Hurricanes. It was hurricanes and we wouldn't have any heat.
But it would take that long for it to come back on.
Well, sometime. Yeah. One time it took like 7 hours.
Oh, my God. All night long.
Yep.
That's crazy. And it's so dark in the house and no TV.
I know. It'd go crazy.
I know. And now we couldn't, you know, I wanted to record with you earlier today, but I couldn't because we had no power.
Oh.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, but that's about it. Now. It's a nice day here. Other than that, no, it's not even that windy. I just having some, you know, it went out like last week also or a couple weeks ago and they must have repaired it, but they didn't repair it well enough.
Good enough. Yeah.
Now it's better.
Well, I know it was like snow flurrying a little while ago here.
Today tomorrow. It was snow flurries?
Yeah, just a little while ago, maybe an hour ago, just very light, but tomorrow it's going to be 50.
Oh, that is nuts.
This weather is crazy.
Well, hopefully today's your last day of snow. I mean, it's spring.
I know, well, it's going to be 50s near 60s all week, so.
And now we just sprung the clocks ahead, too.
Yeah, I know. I like it better, though. Yeah,
I mean, it stays light. Lighter.
Light.
Later, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this week we did, remember my friend Aaron Tveit? He was the lead of the Three Musketeers. Remember the Three Musketeers?
Yes, but I don't remember him.
Yes, you do. He was the lead. He was D'Artagnan. He was the lead. You don't remember him.
I remember the show, but I don't remember him.
What do you remember about the show? Anything clear? Any images coming into your brain?
How long ago was it?
2006.
It's the one where we went to, like, near Boston, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
North Shore. I almost said North Shore Animal League.
No.
North Shore fun. Music Theater.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, New England. Beautiful up there. But he was the lead. You don't remember him?
I don't remember him, no. How many years ago was that?
Well, I don't know, 2006. I don't know how many years is that, 10, 6, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And now he's in Moulin Rouge on Broadway.
Wow.
He won a Tony Award for his role.
He did?
Yes, he was the only person nominated this season because of the pandemic. So it was just him. But he still could have lost the award if not enough people voted for him.
Wow.
Could you imagine he was the only nominee and if they would have opened the envelope and said there's no winner?
No winner? Oh, my God. That would have been so embarrassing.
I know. He said he was still nervous because I thought he probably just walked in there, you know, like, hey, I'm hot shit and I'm the only nominee and I'm just coming to pick up my trophy. And then he said no because there was still a chance that he wouldn't even have won.
That's right. Oh,
I
God.
Know. Well, he is vegan.
Yeah.
So this week we did seitan.
What is that?
Exactly.
Never heard of it.
Well, I called it Satan because it tasted like Satan himself made it. It is an alternative to meat, and it's wheat-based.
Oh, God.
It tasted like kind of like a wet bread. It was gross. So I ate it by itself, and then I ate it in a quesadilla, and both were disgusting.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had any kind of thing other than actual meat? You've never wanted to be vegan or
anything? One of Mikey's girlfriends was vegan, and she made, like, well, it was supposed to be like chicken parmesan, and I tasted it. It wasn't bad.
Oh.
I don't know how she made it.
I wonder if that was
cook.
Satan. Maybe it was Satan.
I'm going back a lot of years.
Yeah. There's all different kinds of alternative meat. You know, when people don't want to eat meat, they have other things that they... But I don't know why they call this Satan, another kind of meat. It doesn't... have the texture of meat.
It doesn't, of a meat.
Doesn't taste like meat or beef or chicken or anything. It just is gross.
Yeah. Ugh.
I know, and it's called Satan.
It's got the right name.
That's exactly what I said. It's aptly named Satan, created by the Prince of Darkness himself.
Oh, God.
Do you believe in heaven and hell, or just heaven, or what do you think? You think people go to hell and burn for eternity?
I believe in heaven and hell.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's scary.
Why?
Because hell, I mean, you're just burning forever. What if you get there and they go like, well, that one time, you know, you didn't stop for the stop sign. Now you're going to go to hell and burn for the rest of your days.
No, you wouldn't go to hell if you didn't stop at a stop sign. I guess you have to be really, really bad.
Oh, my God. That would be terrible. But I thought it was very interesting. Now, you think you've had some kind of alternative meat.
Yes, yes.
And I'm surprised you tried it.
Well, she made a whole big... I wouldn't go out and make it, but it wasn't bad.
And did you eat the whole piece of that fake chicken parmesan?
No, I just tasted it.
Yeah.
I didn't really eat, you know, I just had maybe one or two bites.
Yeah, and you said it was good and that was it.
Yeah.
Because I know you've tried, because of your diabetes, you've tried different kinds of pasta.
Yeah, the wheat pasta, I don't like it. I eat regular pasta. But I didn't like the wheat pasta. It just doesn't taste as good as the real thing.
Is there some kind of radio or something on in your background?
No.
I hear some kind of noise. A television?
I had the TV on, but I shut it because...
I don't think you shut it. I think it's on because I hear it.
Do you still hear it? I don't think so.
No, now it's quiet.
There was like no voice.
Oh.
The Critic Awards are on.
What? The what awards?
The Critic. Critic Awards.
The Critic goes on before.
Yes, they are. It goes on before the Oscars.
People's Choice?
No, it says, yeah, maybe People's Choice Critic Awards. That's what it's called. That's what the paper says.
I don't think they're called the Critic Awards. Let me see. I'm going to Google real quick.
Wait, I'm putting it back on. It'll tell me what it is.
Critics Awards. Oh, Critics Choice Awards. You're right. Critics Choice Awards. Well, I never even heard of that. There's so many awards.
Well, they always put them on before the Oscars. And mostly sometimes when the people win that, they win the Oscar.
Aren't you sick of these awards? I mean, really, no offense.
No, because I haven't seen any of them. I just put this on for a minute because there's nothing else on. I was looking for the news, which is even worse listening to.
Don't you get sick of these awards? How could you say Meryl Streep is better than Cate Blanchett, is better than this person? They're all the same. Everybody's incredible. All actors are amazing, doing incredible work on so many movies, so many television shows now.
Olivia, I know.
You're going to compare Meryl Streep and Olivia Colman? They're both extraordinary. Nobody needs an award. I think it's ridiculous. I don't like and look, I watch them because I like to see what the people look like and I like to hear their acceptance speeches. But, you know, one show is better than another show on television.
Well, they seem to think, I guess they go by how many, you know, the people that watch, how many people watch this show, how many people watch that show.
No, it's
for
not.
Ratings and
no, but they
stuff.
Don't know. They don't do that, Mom. That's not how they pick the best shows, not how many watching it.
They pick the whole thing, the acting. No, the acting, the stories or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's the best show or best actor.
Right.
But I'm saying, don't you think that's hard to judge actors?
Yes,
you know,
I do. But
everybody's kind of the same. I mean, not the same, but if you're a good actor, you're a good actor.
But some people are better than others, Jim. To me, some actors stink, but that's my opinion.
Have you seen any of the Oscar-nominated films? West Side Story, Power of the Dog?
No, that was on last night on Homebox, and I started watching it, but then...
You're probably the only person in the world that calls it Homebox.
HBO.
That's good. Home box office. And you didn't watch it?
No, I watched a little bit of it. Then I get bored and I turn something else on.
You don't want to watch West Side Story?
Nah.
Did you ever see the original movie of West Side Story?
Yes,
I
did.
You did?
Yes.
And you liked it.
Good. Yeah. His name, George. Yeah, it was good. George Chiquis. I forget his name, though.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
I never even saw the original one, but this one, Steven Spielberg directed. It's beautiful. It's incredible.
And the lead is from Clifton, New Jersey.
Oh, the lead Ariana girl. DeBose or the other girl who plays Maria?
Maria.
Oh, wow.
She's from Clifton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't know who that is. I don't know her name. Oh, boy.
I can't think of it right now, but
my brain is like mush. It's like mush. Yours. I can't remember anything.
Well, that's thinking about how I feel.
I had to take a nap before we recorded just now.
Why?
Because I'm tired. My brain is like a fog. I think I'm still in a pandemic fog.
Maybe you are.
Really? And now there's no more mask. Now you just walk in today. I went to Chipotle for lunch. Nobody had a mask on. Even the people working at the Chipotle don't have masks on. So,
well, you don't need them anymore. But
I feel like I'm all right going into Chipotle for 3 minutes and I go sit outside. You know, they make my bowl. You ever been to Chipotle?
No.
You're not a Mexican.
Not my kind of food. No, and our roadie is here today. She loves Mexican food.
But does she like Chipotle?
I don't know where she go, but she said she loves Mexican food.
You would love Chipotle, Mom. It's delicious. It's just all you go down the line and you tell them chicken, brown rice, whatever you want. They put peppers and onions on it. It's delicious. You would love it.
Maybe I would, but I don't know.
You don't want to try it.
I don't know if I want to try it.
You don't really go out for lunch ever, do you?
No, I go out with my friends once in a while, but, you know, I have a...
What do you usually have for lunch these days?
Oh, home?
Yeah.
I have soup or sometimes a sandwich or, I don't know.
Turkey sandwich?
Oh, yogurt. I've been eating yogurt.
Yogurt? That's it?
Yeah.
Just a little yogurt?
Yeah.
You don't get hungry after that?
I do, but I don't... So, no, I just eat I like that, what is it, Chobani yogurt, zero sugar. Yeah, zero sugar.
Good. Yeah, your sugar's better than mine.
I don't know. It's going up and down. I don't know.
Boy. Well, what are you doing tonight? Are you going to go back and watch the Critics' Choice Awards?
Yes.
Good. Do you like to see what they're wearing?
Yeah, but that's not my style. They're all young kids up there.
There must be podcast awards. I have to submit us for a podcast award.
No, thank you.
Why not? We could go, you and me, to the red carpet.
I don't think so. I'm not going in the red carpet. The only red carpet I'm going to is, I don't know where, in a store.
In a store? No, we should submit this for an award. Baby Mouth.
No, thank you. Podcast
of the year.
Yeah, right.
Why not? You could put on a dress and come to L.A. and walk down the red carpet and accept our podcast award.
Award. No, thank you.
Well, it was from Lyndhurst.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God. All right, Mom. Well, go back and watch your Critics Awards. I'm glad. It's interesting. I didn't think that you were going to say you had ever tried any kind of alternative.
Yeah, I did.
That's interesting. Because I never did before this, I'll tell you.
And you'll never do it again.
I like the idea of being a vegan or a vegetarian because I love animals. And I don't like the idea of eating animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I look at my dog and I could see that she loves me and she has love in her eyes. You know what I mean? She has a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
You can see them. She's a very expressive animal. So you could see. And so I hate the idea of like, I love my dog, but I'd kill a pig. You know what I mean? Like you see pigs. And they're adorable and they're sweet too and loving. But I don't think I could do the Satan. It's not for me. I really like a hamburger and I like bacon.
I'm glad you tried it.
Yeah, you just keep trying things. It's very fun to try these foods. I'm having a good time. And it's good to know. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, so now you know.
Now I know. All right, Mom. Well, have a good night. Enjoy the Critics' Choice Awards.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay safe.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth Podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review. Baby Mouth!